it's Mitch. Darius Robinson is officially an Arizona Cardinal. How will the Mizzou edge rusher play into the Cardinals' defense? Burns and Gamble will give you their thoughts, while they're also getting you ready for Game 3 of Suns Timberwolves live from the FanDuel Sportsbook at Footprint Center, all coming up at 2 on Arizona Sports.
Yeah, kind of a busy day right now. April 26th, they got Suns Timberwolves Game 3 from Footprint Center. You got round 2 and 3 of the draft tonight, Wolf. So the Cardinals have 4 more picks, in theory, coming up tonight, unless they move around. Dave Pasch, voice of the Cardinals, joining us right now on the Arizona Sports Line. Dave, thank you for the time. What's going on?
I'm just heading to L.A. for Game 4 tomorrow, but, man, what a home run last night. The first round for the Cardinals. I don't think it could have gone any better for the Cardinals last night.
So, David, talk to us about Marvin Harrison Jr. I agree with you in your assessment of it. I thought it went fantastic for the Cardinals, but talk about Marvin Harrison Jr.
Did the Cotton Bowl for ESPN, Ohio State, and Missouri, and Marvin Harrison didn't play in the game, but we talked to a lot of people about him, and we watched a lot of tape on Marvin Harrison. And whether it was Ryan Day or Urban Meyer who was there, everybody spoke glowingly about Marvin Harrison, the person, as well as the player. And a lot of the same things were said about Darius Robinson. And then I watched Darius Robinson play in the game and came away so impressed and was actually talking to one of the Cardinals personnel folks the next day, because that was the weekend the Cardinals played the Eagles. And I brought up, I said, hey, have you seen this kid, Darius Robinson? And the person told me, oh, yeah, we're well aware of him. I think you've got two guys, Wolf and Luke, that are ready-made, two guys that you can plug in right now and can play and can handle their business, who are going to be pros, who are going to be leaders in their own way, and make plays. I was surprised a little bit that I think with the quarterbacks going as quickly as they did, I thought all of them would go in the top 20. I didn't think all of them would go in the top 13 or whatever it was. But you've got first round talent on the board where the Cardinals are picking here in the second round. So I mean, you've got a chance to get three guys that you can start or play a lot week one.
We're talking to Dave Pasch. Dave, I think sometimes, you know, home crowds or even media members tend to overvalue the players on the home team. But it feels like sometimes here in Phoenix, we almost undervalue them, where we expect the other shoe to drop because, you know, fans feel like they've been burned a few times in the past. I got to say, like, this offense could just be electrifying with Marvin Harrison Jr. out there. Are we allowing ourselves to really even fully embrace the upside here?
Well, you draft a receiver that high, and the reason you do is you feel like this is a game changer. Otherwise, you're not taking a receiver as high as 4.
Yeah.
You know, you look at Ja'Marr Chase, and you had Joe Burrow, but you think of what Ja'Marr Chase did for him. And I think Marvin Harrison could do a lot of the same things for Kyler Murray. And, you know, I'd seriously consider a receiver where the Cardinals are picking in the second round. Because, again, I think you have a couple of guys that are first-round guys that are there, in my opinion anyway, along with, you know, again, other positions that can help your offense. So, I think this offense, look, what we saw from Kyler when he came back, it probably is unfair to really gauge what we saw and try to forecast, because he's coming off a major injury for the first time. Now he's got the full off season. He's got what I think, and I'm sure most people would agree, is, you know, number one receiver now. You've got Trey McBride, who's growing and becoming one of the better tight ends in football. You got an offensive line that's coming into shape here. Yeah, they could be dynamic on offense for sure.
David, it's so interesting because I heard you talking about Darius Robinson, of course, and I've heard that Darius Robinson is a dog. I mean, like a dog. Have you heard that at all?
Yeah, I mean, we're doing the game and watching him leading up to the game, talking with Eli Drinkwitz, the head coach of Missouri, talking to the coaches, because that's part of our prep, is we meet with the head coach and the coordinators, and we spend a lot of time, you know, watching tape and talking to different people about guys. And, yeah, I mean, there's a toughness and a motor. He lost 15 pounds, and he's still, I think, 290 or 295. He is excellent. And again, I think a guy you can plug in right away and he will play and play well. I think they've got two guys that like I'm not worried about. You know, sometimes you take guys that were injury risks or there was a red flag for something, but you know, you take them because, well, they dropped. You know, he'll work with us. He'll fit our system or our culture. I don't think you need to worry for a second about either guy adapting to the NFL life.
David, I'm going to go ahead and ask Mel if she will send you a cut, okay, for your own phone right there where you can actually open it and listen to it, because it's incredible. We listened to a cut. Luke played it of, well, if you want to, listen to this cut right here of Darius Robinson, okay? Listen to this, David, and listen to this guy's preparation when you think of a dog. Do you think
all right, so we just played on Saturday, right? So after that Saturday, I'm probably at the facility. I just got out of the cold tub. I'm watching the game. Okay, then I go home. Sunday, I'm going to church. After church, I'm coming back. I'm getting my massage and getting my lift in. After I get my lift in, I'm going back upstairs, watch the game one more time. After that, I let it go. Then I go home and I watch the last four games of the team we're about to play. When I watch that game, I'm looking at their tendencies. I'm looking at where the tight end is at. If I get a run pass key, what do the alignments look like? What are, like that. And then Monday, Tuesday is my run day. So I'm looking at their top three runs and what does it look like and where it's coming at. And then basically if I play a five technique or if a four eye, what block would I get? Then we get to Wednesday and Thursday. That's my pass rush day. So for me, I'm always thinking about my tracks. So my tracks is if I'm on my speed track, that means I'm 2 yards outside whatever alignment, and then my aiming point is 4 yards behind his back foot. So now I'm thinking how I'm going to set him up. Or if I go on my power track, I go 2x2. I'm 2 yards outside of tackle and I'm aiming 2 yards behind his foot and think about how I'm going to set him up. So at the end of the day, I really studied offensive linemen, but it's all about me and it's all about my tracks. And as long as I get to that point before he gets there and make it fast and violent. Then we get to Friday. Friday is just takeaways. I want to see all the ball strikes. I want to see the ball coming out. I want to see just the ball on the ground, any takeaways they have for the week. Then by Friday night, I'm turned up. And then Saturday, I walk out, and I just feel more confident than ever because I know guys are not getting reps mentally and are not locked in. So that's why when I step on the field, I have just a elite confidence about my preparation, because at the end of the day, all that work will not fail you. So why would I be scared or why would I have any type of anxiety? So then when I put it on, and that's why I say when people ask me what position I play everything. I just need an alignment, and it's on. I'm getting in my alignment, I'm playing fast, and I'm playing physical.
Is that awesome, David?
Dave's in LA by now, actually.
Yeah, it sounds like Wolf. He can go, man. He can talk. It's not surprising. I mean, that's everything that we saw and we're told. And it goes back to Wolf, my point earlier about you've got a guy that's a pro. Like, there's no adjustment needed. Meaning, I mean, I'm sure the NFL, there is an adjustment in a sense, but like he's already been prepping like an NFL player. This has been his job.
Right.
He gets it. He gets it.
Dave, great stuff as always, man. Thank you. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right, guys. See you.